So I just wanted to take an opportunity and introduce specifically the kids camp materials that we'll be using this summer for the Bible class time. And both, I think everyone in the room is well aware of our 10-year rotation of themes and how each, and I think everyone in this room is very aware of how the class time or the Bible class time fits into our schedule and fits into that theme. For many years, and actually Donna, I know for a fact that Donna Melcher has been a faithful volunteer and actually has a full 10-year rotation and I would say almost 20-year rotation of these Bible class materials. And so this year, last year we did the same thing. This year we're reusing her materials from 2015. And so if you were a Bible teacher in 2015 and you read through this, you'll say, hey, this sounds familiar. And the reason why for me to go and try to reuse or try to refresh or come up with new materials and things like that. We've tried that in the past, and it's hard to find a volunteer who wants to take the time or has the time to flesh these lessons out. And the things that Donna has done, you know, in the 20-year rotation that she worked through, are still very applicable today. And so we see that these as a real gift, and that we have these materials and Donna's willingness in the past to prepare those things for her. And so as you look at the materials, in the very first page, there's a bit of encouragement that Donna wrote actually in 2015, which I think still applies today. And you know, I'll just read the one part. It says, as you prepare your hearts in the weeks ahead, I want to challenge you to dig deep. Don't just pick up these lessons the week before camp and breeze through them, thinking that will be enough. Meditate on the passages. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you personally so you can teach these truths wisely. You'll be grateful you did. Do you thirst to know God deeper? Your class will pick up on whether you do or do not, and will follow your lead. So I think those are very good words of encouragement. You know, as we prepare to be teachers this summer, good words of encouragement for believers to continue to use God's word to dig deep. And then that question, do you have a thirst to know God deeper? You know, and that thirst, this isn't that satisfaction of our thirst in coming to know the Lord, but as Jason mentioned this morning, that continued going deeper with God, you know, is a powerful thing to do. So I have two purposes here, just to share an overview of the 5 days, you know, and obviously I know that all of you can read it, but I also want to, we're also sharing this with, we're videoing it so other people can see this and get a concept of what each day will look like for the campers. And then earlier this year, I asked a number of volunteers if they wouldn't mind sharing some thoughts on teaching during kids camp, teaching a class and some areas of preparation and things like that. So I had several volunteers share some thoughts, and so I just compiled some of those things and just want to maybe give us all some encouragement as we prepare and as we teach. So that's what my hope is today. So can I start with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump in. God, we thank you for just the opportunity to consider the lessons that we will be using this summer and the opportunities that we'll have to open God's word with the campers and to show them from your word the truth that you are a good God who loves us, and that through your son Jesus Christ you have given us the opportunity to have a life-changing relationship that will be eternal. God, and I thank you for that gift, and I thank you for Donna Melcher and her willingness for so many years to to craft these lessons, to give us insight into your word. And we just pray, Lord, as we endeavor to teach and to lead the Bible class time, that those times of study will be encouragement to us, and then as we teach, those lessons will encourage campers. Again, God, I thank you for those volunteers who serve so willingly each summer to take time away from their schedule, away from home and job and family, to serve here. I just pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them. In your name, pray, Jesus. Amen. So here's a reminder of our mission statement at camp: to reach, train, and equip individuals. And that word individual wraps everyone together, from our little squirts campers all the way to those of us who are older than little squirts, to become servant leaders through the truth of God's word. And I think during our class time, our Bible class time, throughout a week of camp, we are presenting that truth and intentional guide to the relationships. That our time each day, as for a teacher, is that time where you get to have that intentional time to build relationships with the campers. And I'll say this in a little bit. Hopefully it's not the only time throughout the camp that you take time to build that relationship with campers. And learning adventures in God's creation. This year especially, the way Donna has crafted these lessons, you get a chance to maybe take part in that a little bit more. Usually that's reserved for our program staff and our creation programs, but some of the lessons this year have some really cool object lessons that brings creation into the classroom. So really encapsulating our whole mission statement in that reaching part, presenting the gospel, and hopefully the gospel is in each and every day as you teach, and then giving the campers a chance to be trained and equipped to serve as Christ served. So there's our theme, Satisfy Your Thirst. And our theme verse again, as Jason read this morning: Oh God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So if you want to follow along, you can, or you can just, day one, looking as we come into our lesson time, we're going to be looking at, are you thirsty? Okay, that question, are you thirsty? And the text for that day is from John 4. So the woman at the well, as Jason read through this morning. And the memory verse for that day is Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as a deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God, my soul thirsts for you, God, for the living God. So as in years past, we have verse songs put to music by Ben and Nikki Hacker. So these verses that the campers will learn each day will also be a part of their singing time. And the goal for that day is to show campers that deep within us, we have a thirst for God. We need a Savior. So Donna will lead us through there. And one thing, I know she points this out in her introduction, that her lessons are starting points. Her lessons are starting points for you as teachers to study God's word, to go deeper in God's word, and then to utilize her lesson material in the way that you see best fit. She doesn't write her material as say this, say this, say this, say this. I know many of you are familiar with the way Donna has written her materials, but she hopefully gives you enough material to kind of formulate your own thoughts. And I think she says that the material that she gives each day is probably too much to cover. She definitely gives a good groundwork. And you'll see in the lesson that she has a great object lesson. A simple one with saltine crackers and getting the kids to eat some saltine crackers and then talk about what it feels like to be thirsty. And so engaging the campers in that way with that object lesson. So that's the first day. Are you thirsty? Then day two, who can quench your thirst? And three biblical texts there, Exodus 17, Judges 15, and 2 Kings 33. So looking at a few different stories there, when the Israelites were thirsty, where did they find their satisfaction? God satisfied it. God provided. In Judges, Samson was thirsty. who provided it. God provided the spring of water. And then in 2 Kings, the story of the three kings that were thirsty. And again, we see God providing for that thirst. So who can quench your thirst? And obviously, answer there, you can read in the goal for the day. Today's focus is on Jesus and how he alone can fully satisfy our thirst. We'll attempt to show the campers how Jesus is just waiting for us to turn to him and ask him to quench our thirst. If we come to him, he will meet our needs, first for eternal life and to help with problems here on earth. Jesus satisfies. So we see that idea of Jesus being the satisfier of our spiritual thirst. Again, there's another object lesson there that you can read, salty water and fresh water. So having a pre-staged glass of water that's a salt water and having a camper take a little sip of that and seeing if it really satisfies their thirst, and then having some fresh water to actually satisfy the thirst. And Matthew 5, verse 6 is the theme verse that day. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So it's that idea of striving after or hungering after righteousness and the Lord's fulfillment of that. And there is, again, the gospel in both is present there in both of those lessons the first 2 days. Very present there, our need for a Savior, and that Jesus is the one that satisfies that thirst. And then on day 3, looking at, are you drinking from muddy water? So looking at some biblical texts, 1 Kings and Jeremiah there. 1 Kings looking at Solomon drinks from the wrong place. Jeremiah looking at the Israelites tried to dig their own cisterns, which were broken and muddy. So the idea of where are you getting your water from? And the object lesson again could be some muddy water, you know, bringing in a little jug of muddy water, and you know, in the campers looking at that. One of the nature programs that Joy mentioned this morning, the pond life, and that will be the campers will most likely they won't skim off the top of the water to look. They'll dig deep down with their nets, and a lot of them will bring up mud and glop, and they'll try to look at that. And you can ask them if any of them did that. Could they see anything in that muddy water? And so maybe trying to bring in some thoughts there. But again, the goal is to have the campers do a self-evaluation, whether they've already accepted Christ as Savior or not. They need to ask themselves, what am I drinking? Am I seeking Jesus and drinking things that will draw me closer to him? Or am I living for myself and drinking things that may bring me temporary pleasure but not truly satisfy? And our theme verse is Proverbs 25, verse 26. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well is a righteous man who gives way to the wicked. So not only is it someone who is separate from God, who hasn't become a believer, but it's also very, very pertinent for those who have already accepted Christ. Where are we looking for our spiritual water? You know, are we polluting ourselves, even a righteous man? And day 4. Can God use me to quench others' thirst? And, from John chapter 10, that's the story of the Good Samaritan. And the goal there is to show campers that once we've accepted Christ as our Savior, he wants us to love others and show them kindness. There are so many thirsty people around us who need us to show them God's love. We can help quench others' thirst. For unsaved campers, they should ask themselves again if their thirst has been quenched. So another opportunity on this day to consider the gospel. And one mentioned in Donna's lesson, this is a very familiar story probably to most campers. And so maybe in your teaching of it, if by day 4 you've judge that your campers can handle this, maybe have them act out the story. Maybe venture outside and act it out, you know, in somewhere at camp. Just another way of teaching a very familiar story to them. And our memory verse that day is from John chapter 13. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. So the idea of being a light for the Lord. And then day 5, the last day of class, Friday. Do you visit the spring daily? So Exodus chapter 15, God provides that water for Israel when they called out to him. And there's a few paragraphs there at the beginning of the lesson where actually Donna had some thoughts there, and I actually changed it a little bit because I know by this time during the week, the campers will have visited our trout pond. And in that program, we talk about the freshwater springs that we have here at camp. And so I gave a few prompts in there about what you can be asking the campers about what they learned, you know, what's the temperature like, what does that mean for the fish and things like that. And so we have these freshwater springs, and one reason why we're called Living Waters is because we have this abundance of natural spring water here at camp that's always flowing. It never cools on hot days, never freezes on cold days. It's always flowing. And so you can, then it goes into that connection of living for the Lord, and as Donna says here, to show campers that Jesus is a spring of living water. The spring is always fresh and never goes dry. Ours never freezes. Daily we should refresh ourselves and wash ourselves at the spring. Encourage campers to have a quiet time daily. So that idea of returning to the well for encouragement through his word, for the idea of, you know, maybe if campers were here last year, maybe even bringing in, if they remember what the labor was all about, that the idea of daily sanctification and that cleansing of through God's word there. And then the theme verse is that last day. Oh God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So we have, where it says where there is no water, you know, we know where the water is. We have that confidence that Christ is that spring of living water that wells up inside of us. So those are the 5 days. And when I do it this way, it goes by very fast. But again, Donna has a lot of information in there. And I would encourage you, as she encourages you, you're the first ones to have this material. For those of you who are watching the video, directors have links to these materials. And teachers should be receiving these within the next week. So, if you're working for looking at Kids Camp 1, 2 months. You know, if you're looking at Kids Camp 3, you've got 3 months. my next slide is some of those suggestions that I have for you. And it begins with studying now. As Donna mentioned there in that opening paragraph that I read, we shouldn't be picking up this material, the Saturday before camp starts. Hopefully, God leads you and prompts you to start studying now. Simple reading through the materials in multiple times, the biblical text multiple times. One of our volunteers even suggested reading the materials each day, maybe throughout the week, saying Monday I'm going to read the Monday lesson, Tuesday I'm going to read the Tuesday lesson. And I know everyone prepares differently, but I think studying now and being aware of the materials is super important as we prepare, because I do think the campers can see and can read us. Not all campers are completely oblivious. They understand if someone has put time into a lesson, and things like that. Keep in mind the purpose of studying the Bible. One of our volunteers suggested, blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That purpose isn't just the intellectual knowledge that we can give. If the campers can leave here and answer all the questions in their booklet that the director gives to them, that's great, but that's not the only purpose that we have. Our purpose, hopefully, is to see them change life, and then also a desire to continue to seek God out through his word. Matthew 22:37 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So that knowledge that we can build up in lessons like this is great, but also is it impacting the heart? Is it impacting their soul, the way they live their life? And then Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. that when you, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So again, it's not going to be our words that transforms lives. It's going to be God's word that transforms lives. And as we, so I would encourage you to keep those things in mind as you're studying, preparing, that God's word is powerful, but God wants us to be, I would say, God wants us to be prepared to be used by him. And obviously, praying. Prayer is an important part of preparation. Praying for humility, praying for wisdom and how to offer these lessons. And I don't know if I, no, that was in the next one. But also praying for flexibility too. You can prepare, and then the first day you sit down and you're like, I wasn't prepared for the 12 boys and girls who are here with me. I need to change things up. And you probably have all encountered that as you've taught, you know. But praying for that wisdom and how to do that, even as you're preparing your lessons. And then so some teaching tips. And again, I'm kind of preaching to the choir because I know you've all been in the shoes of the teachers here. Come prepared. That goes back to your preparation. The thing that was a common theme, I had four people answer my email. All four of them mentioned name tags. Having some type of name tag or name banner in front of the campers, something that allows you to get to know their names, something that allows the campers to maybe on the first day decorate. I know when we used the Child Evangelism Fellowship materials, Leah Lowe talked about how to use the name tag each day to learn a little bit more about the campers. If you'd like to have more of that information, I do have a link to CEF at the end of my presentation here. But those name tags, I thought it was interesting that all four people that responded mentioned that. And having those. And I think the name tags means that I'm putting an effort into learning the names of the campers who are in my class. And one thing that I feel very strongly about is using names, learning names. And I used to be very good at remembering names. I'm getting a little slower at that now. But learning names and using names is, I think, so important to show that the campers that you care for them and that you're interested in them as an individual. Use a variety of teaching techniques. And again, this was a common theme as well. You know, object lessons. Again, Donna outlined, I think, three object lessons of the 5 days. And again, if you have some creative ideas of object lessons within the Satisfy Your Thirst theme, feel free to use those. If you have, I know sometimes, you know, our nature programs, the campers come right from creation programs right into lesson time. And sometimes we do, you know, a lot of our creation programs are based on hands-on learning. And so there's a lot of those object lessons that are part of those programs. So even if you're like, hey, Andrew, I have this idea for an object lesson, Is it a repeat of something that's already been done in creation programs? You know, send me that email and I can give you a quick answer because I'm aware of everything that goes into the creation programs, or I can ask Joy if something is being done. So acting out the story, again, Donna mentioned that. And again, a lot of these things are dependent on how your campers will receive these things and do these things. Games for review. Each day, it's, I think, a good idea to review what's been learned, whether it's from class time or maybe even asking questions about what they've learned in creation programs or at the evening chapels and things like that. So utilizing games. Incentives are good. I don't think I put that here, but incentives for learning, candies and things like that, I don't see any problem with that. The only thing I would be wary about is if the campers are learning just to receive a reward and it's not any deeper than the piece of candy they're getting. So, and again, it's hard to judge that, you know. Verse songs, we'll all be learning the verse songs, so that could be a part of your class time as well. Singing those along with the campers. I know when I directed in the past, I if a camper can sing the verse song to you and still get it correct and have the reference there, I would count that as them saying the verse. And then read the lesson text from the Bible. You know, you can share this. We all could share the story of the woman at the well from our memory, but I think having the campers open their Bibles and having the campers, if they're able to, if they're comfortable reading along, maybe a verse at a time, you reading from the Bible, having the campers follow along in their Bible, I think is so important, and it was mentioned again several times by those who responded to my questions. Being willing to pivot, being willing and ready to pivot. So I think that goes into coming into a situation where your campers aren't what you quite expected. You observe them on set Sunday afternoon. You may have connected with some at supper time, and then class comes and it's a completely different ballgame. And you're like, okay, what do I do with this band of sweet little children? I have to do something. They're not learning the way I thought, you know, my presentation was gonna go. They're struggling. I have half the group doesn't read. Half the group is boys and girls who have been to camp, who've heard the message. Others who are here for the first time and have never heard the message of the gospel. You know, being willing and ready to pivot. And with those different things that come your way. Really trying to bring the gospel into the lesson every day. And I think Donna does a good job of giving some insight each day of where the gospel might be a part of that lesson. And then help the campers engage with each lesson by asking questions, having them read, having them write things on a whiteboard. Again, any way to engage the campers so it's just not them sitting like I'm doing right now for you all, sorry. I think that engaging, having them act it out, reading, whatever it might be, I think, especially for kids campers, for little squirts, I think is important for that time. Use stretch breaks to help campers. Amy Ebedeer shared this one. She's like, I can see Amy stopping her class and just saying, everyone stand up and stretch, you know, just to help refocus. The way camp, we have our schedule going, coming from the creation programs right into a class time setting, that can be hard for some campers to focus back. We do have this year our singing time will be in between those two activities. But again, whatever tools you have to help the campers focus and refocus if they lose that focus. Okay, and then just a few things on classroom management tips that people suggested. Learning campers' names, I already mentioned that. Set class guidelines and expectations. I think that's something that can be easily done on the first day as you introduce your class, introduce yourself, and say, hey, let's focus on these four things for our time together. You know, listening to each other, you know, obedience, you know, keeping your hands off each other and raising your hand. You know, those are, you know, four things that you might mention. But whatever you see those guidelines being, and then following those guidelines yourself, and if things step outside those guidelines, having a plan to help refocus those things. You know, if you have a camper that's struggling with obedience and things like that, you know, following those guidelines that Andy mentioned, you know, working with the camper individually, if you need help, going to the volunteer director, and then, you know, if need be, coming to a full-time staff for help in that area. It might be help in just wisdom and guidance and how to handle a situation. In some cases, we've actually had a second adult come and sit in and help those campers. And yeah, I think you all have been in classroom settings where you kind of have an idea of what to do. If, you know, you might need to rearrange your classroom so certain campers sit closer to you, you know, separating, you know, those campers who can't focus when they're sitting by someone else, having fidget type things to do, whether it's coloring pages or things like that, to help the campers who might fidget, maybe focus on something so they can still listen but not be a distraction. A variety of teaching techniques will help with those things. And then I just had two other resources. Again, Child Evangelism Fellowship that we've used in the past does have great free resources. And some of you may have, can you see that? CEFCMI.com. And I'm just going to click on that and go to that web page really quick. Just slide it over here. There it is. Oh, it's going to be really small. It's going to be a huge amount. Okay, so there it is. And if you go over here, online training, all this online training is free. And so they have all sorts of different lessons. Some are videos, some are reading about working with boys and girls. I mean, so there's 17 pages of these lessons that CEF makes available for free. You know, working with kids, focused on things that are focused on teaching the Bible, focused on development, understanding the development of campers and things like that. And they're free for people's use. And so that's a great resource. So again, if you're looking, I know there's specific ones on classroom management. So if you're looking for some ideas, again, this is a great free resource. And CEF is a very trusted organization. So I have no worries about recommending that. And then one, a blast from the past. I'll come back to my setting here. Joanna Schneider actually led part of training in 2013. And we still have the video online of her doing it. And it's a teacher training. And I can email this link to you if you're interested in folks who are online. If you're interested, I can email it to you. But it's a video of Joanna out here in the fireside room doing about a 45-minute just teacher training, interacting with campers, classroom management skills, and things like that. And so even though it's, 12 years old now, it's still very applicable to what is still happening at camp. Still applicable to managing the campers in small settings, both for teachers as well as dorm leaders. Wanted to highlight that video as a resource that is still available from camp. So, and that's all I have to say. So again, just a quick introduction to the summer, some hopeful encouragements to start studying. if you're a teacher, and you haven't been asked to teach at a camp. I know Kids Camp 3 is needing teachers. I think Amanda and Josh are on my list. I just didn't update the list.
Oh no, there's zero. We're two.
I realized that after I sent Yvonne that information. I was like, oh no, I forgot Kids Camp 3. I know specifically for Kids Camp 3, we're still looking for teachers, probably 6 additional teachers that would be using this material. Boys camp and girls camp, that they don't use these materials. They have these materials as resources, but they develop other materials. Senior high camp does as well. So thanks for your attention. Anyone have any other suggestions, ideas for the group things that have worked in your class, or questions that you might say, hey, I encountered this. How have you handled this in the past? Maybe just a few minutes of open discussion. I do have to break out of here in about 5 minutes to get set up for the next session. So,
question: how long are the class times expected to be?
They generally are an hour. 11 o'clock. It's generally 11 to 12.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I looked and I neglected to respond to your email.
And you can still respond to that email.
February 13th.
Yeah. My hope is to actually put it together, a little booklet that I can then make available to teachers with some of those encouragements and things like that. So
what, and I don't feel I'm a gifted teacher. I'm not a trained teacher. I'm willing. But I know when we have our teacher meetings at our specific kids' camp, there's other teachers that are teachers by trade or schooling and so on. And they always have great ideas and all these things that they're doing. And then I kind of feel like, you know, the day before, or the day of that lesson is kind of too late for me to kind of duplicate some of that stuff. But I'm wondering if there's a way that the teachers could have some sort of a page where people post things that they are doing for a specific lesson, whether it, even if it's like a Facebook group or something, that people could easily share to, and then people like me who are not creative at all can see some of that
I
stuff.
I see that. I'm like, oh, my God, wow.
You know, and I know we probably use a lot of copyrighted handouts and stuff that camp doesn't want to promote. Or coloring pictures or whatever. Sometimes we find different things that aren't sanctioned, maybe, from the copyright rules. But I think just some of the ideas of what people are doing. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I'm doing this, I'm handing out their gummy worms, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, it would be so neat, but I don't need more gummy worms. And, so if we had some of that stuff, I think that would be really a neat way. Maybe it's a Facebook group or something that would, people could just make different posts if they wanted to join them.
There's even in email threads that, we've started or whatever, and nobody really. Yeah, it's not easy to, okay, hey, I'm going to log into this email and I'm going to upload this. It'd be easier in like a post or a chat or something like that to do that.
I will. We have guys that are much more savvy on that kind of stuff here at camp, so I will bring that up to Yvonne and Tindy and see if we can figure out some platform that is accessible to everybody, it's easy to use, and allows that kind of idea sharing and things like that. And some of you might already have an idea of what that might be from work and things like that. But so if you have an idea of what type of resource that could be, let me know. But I think that's a very good idea, Matt. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, because I agree with him too. There's terms where I just like feel inadequate sometimes, especially after seeing the material that other teachers have, and I'm just like, oh, you know, and I don't know.
CEF does
still
have some
still new books. Still new about it, but he'll not know.
You can get through CEF, you can get teaching booklets that are available that give you an oversight about teaching.
Yeah.
It's there's stuff that you might want to find them, maybe a couple of booklets to hand out or to send out or whatever ahead of time. And those are questions, what do I do now? Well, here's a book that CEF already has that material. Gives you a guideline. May not be specific to this, but it'll be specific to teaching.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
So last year we did like all boys groups and all girls groups for the tabernacle and that. And my understanding is before that it was like half boys and half girls in each group.
Yep.
Right, so is it going to be this year?
It really depends on how the director is able to build the classes. A lot of it comes down. A lot of it comes down to the number of boys and girls. It also comes down to directors will also look at the comments that parents make on the child, the camper care forms. And there's information about where the parents would say their children have an understanding of spiritual things. And so some directors will say all the tens are in this class and all the fours are in this class, you know. Based on the parents' observations of their children. And so it really depends on how the director builds those classes. So last year was easier because we did boys and girls and things like that at Kids Camp 3. We did it that way. I think all the kids camps did it that way.
Kids Camp 2 did
it. Kids Camp 2 did it? Okay.
By age.
Okay, by age, all right.
Which works good, at least for me as a teacher.
teacher I like that I have older kids. I just work better with them than someone like Mary Beth or Don Melcher. They do awesome with third and fourth graders. And they just, that's their preferred class. So we kind of get a mix of how teachers are able to kind of teach at a level that works for them.
So Eli, I would say connect with Trent and Helena and say how, you know, ask them how they're planning to do their class times, and maybe they haven't decided yet. It might depend on the number of campers that register and on all those things. So I know for Kids Camp 1, it's a little easier to plan for boys and girls groups by dorm, because we know there's only going to be 8 dorms because of that's all that's available for Kids Camp 1, because FC is using all the covered wagons. There's no covered wagons groups and things like that. So, but I Trent and Helena would probably have an idea how they're going to do that. So. Other questions?
Who's the director of Kids Camp 3?
Josh and Caitlin Matt.
Okay.
Yeah. Josh. They were full-time summer staff 2 summers ago. They're Emmaus students. A married couple from Emmaus. They will be graduating from Emmaus because they're doing an internship in student teaching right now. They were around last year. They were they helped with TST 1 last year, but I think that's the only time they were here at camp.
These booklets, are we free to write in them?
Yes. Those are free to take. And as I mentioned, for those who are watching, the directors have links to these books now, so hopefully those will be dispersed here shortly to everyone who's planning to teach. If you'd like a digital copy, I can email it to you as well, because I know some people prefer digital copies so they can take notes and things like that. All right, I need to close this and head to my next thing. So thank you all for a few minutes that we had together. Let me thank God for just the way that He uses us. God, we thank You that You desire to use imperfect people to share Your perfect word, and I know that as an imperfect person, it causes me to think and to trust in and to really rely on You more as I consider sharing Your word with boys and girls here at camp or Nuwana, whatever the situation might be. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that despite my failures in words and in understanding sometime, knowing that God, You are a good and gracious God and a perfect God, and Your word never returns void. Your word always impacts our lives and the lives of campers somehow, whether it's just getting them to ask a question, or whether it's moving them towards a decision to follow You, God, or even for those who are believers to push them closer to You, God, and draw them to You even more and more as they read Your word. I pray, Lord, that not only as we study for our Bible class times, but as we study Your word each and every day personally, that we'll begin that with prayer, asking You to really change us through Your word, and so that we can be a vessel that's used by You, a light to the world around us.